Tom, inside the Banner offices along the Inner Harbor. It is the Banner Baseball Show. Paul Mancano and Danielle Allentuck. Danielle, my voice cracking right away. Once again, I feel like that's becoming a habit. We are here with breaking news as the Orioles make a roster move within the last 20 minutes. It kind of fits into what we were going to talk about today, but it does change the equation. If you're tuning in live, by the way, on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, hit us with a like, a thumbs up. Share it with all your friends. You could be listening to it after the fact on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Give us a good review. We'll read it out here on the podcast. All right, Danielle, we were going to talk pitching today, and we're still going to talk pitching because the Orioles rotation took one step forward earlier today by getting lefty John Means back, activated off the 15-day IL, and they took one step back by sending Grayson Rodriguez to the 15-day injured list with right shoulder inflammation. Not what you wanted to hear when John Means is coming back. You thought, all right, Bradish is going to be back soon. This team is going to get their rotation back fully healthy for the first time all year. And then their burgeoning ace, Grayson Rodriguez, is headed to the IL.
Yeah, and we still don't know the details. We'll find out from Hyde in about 2 hours. But it's kind of interesting because he had a good last start. I mean, he pitched 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, no runs. I mean, his start before that in Los Angeles wasn't great, but you know, he looked really good last time out. He said he felt strong. So I'm not sure where this came from. We don't know timeline yet. It's just an interesting predicament. And for those tuning in, it is May 1st. If you saw my tweet, I did mess that up. So John Means had to be activated today. It does not necessarily mean that he's going to the bullpen. It could still mean that. They certainly do need to help there. Craig Kimbrell is still day to day, but it's an interesting move. I'm very intrigued to hear the severity of it and timeline and anything else we get later today.
Yeah, like you said, we're going to hear more information, hopefully from Brandon Hyde at some point later, but we're just dealing with the information we have at hand. And it's very different from what Tyler Wells experienced when he had a really rough start, I believe, against Milwaukee. And then 4 days later, he ends up on the IL right before his next start. And that is when Albert Suarez gets called up to replace him. So you could see maybe there were some signs that he was experiencing something in his last start. But Grayson, like you said, was maybe two starts ago. That was his worst start of the season out in LA. But last time out, he was great. You're thinking everything's fine. He's obviously in the clubhouse. He's in the dugout. But it clearly not 100%. Shoulder inflammation is what he's dealing with. And this is a big blow to the rotation at a time when we thought, and I'm sure Brandon Hyde was hoping, he was going to get his rotation back.
And, you know, we were sitting here about the debate, you know, who goes to the bullpen now? Because they had so much healthy pitching coming back. But the good news is for the Orioles, if you want to look at it that way, John Means and Kyle Bradish are both back. If you had looked at this about a week ago after they called up Suarez, I don't know who the next starter up would have been.
Yeah.
Cade Povich, who has looked really good in AAA, but still very inexperienced. Yeah. I don't know if they would have pulled him up. They may have had to go a nice little bullpen start there. Yeah. But at least on the plus side, they have reinforcements ready.
Right. Yeah. And they have Albert Suarez still on this team. Yeah. He is set to, you know, have some kind of role, I would think, on this team, especially with Grayson. But yeah, we were sitting here saying, all right, you add two pitchers to the rotation. You move two guys to the bullpen. Yeah. We were kind of doing a little bit of forward thinking and saying it's probably going to be Cole Irvin, maybe Albert Suarez. But now at this point, it clears things up in that you only have to move one guy to the bullpen now, because John Means, we think, will take a spot in the rotation. But let's look overall at this rotation right now, because Brandon Hyde has had to piece it together basically on a nightly basis. He's dealt with so many injuries to the rotation. And Danielle, it feels like there's kind of I've talked with Andy about it before, there's kind of a domino effect where you start the season already down John Means and Kyle Bradish. Then Tyler Wells goes down. So all of these guys that you were hoping were going to be bullpen contributors, like Wells early in the season before he got hurt, was hoping to be, the Orioles were hoping he was going to be a bullpen piece.
Yeah.
Cole Irvin is a long reliever, maybe. Mm-hmm. He's forced into a starter role. Mm-hmm. Both, you know, Irvin has pitched very well, but it creates this effect where you have guys who should be relievers starting games, and that creates less depth in your bullpen.
And yeah, I mean, the Orioles don't have a long reliever right now. And
right.
We've seen that hurt them, you know, over the weekend when they got some shorter starts, especially in their last series against Oakland. You know, then what happens? You know, you're throwing out Aiken for multiple innings, Jacob Rebb for multiple innings, and both looked great last night, but they were literally the only two relievers available because Craig Kimbrell was day-to-day. Cano has been pitched too much. You're not going to throw out Ramirez in that situation.
Yeah.
So they were their only options. And then you look at tonight, if Kimbrel's not back, okay, you have Cano.
Yeah. And essentially is your only closer option.
So it's just, it's created this huge ripple effect where their bullpen is so tired so early on.
Yes. It's not a situation that I think they expected to be in and they were hoping to be in. You can make the case, though, at the start of spring training, at the onset, they knew that John Means was going to be slower coming back. They knew that Kyle Bradish was experiencing the elbow strain at that point. Yeah. So they figured that it was going to be a while before they got those guys back. But they thought they had enough depth in terms of Tyler Wells and Cole Irvin, Johan Ramirez, who they just brought up, who they added recently, I guess. So they thought that they had enough to get through this, but they just keep getting hit with the injury bug. To be clear, they've done very well despite it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still 11th in baseball in team ERA. They're 7th in starter ERA. They're 14th in bullpen ERA. So they're handling it pretty well. And you saw in game one of this Yankee series, Danny Coulomb comes out and closes out the ball game, a 2-0 win.
And so, Jacob Rubb last night.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, you know?
He exactly.
looked great last night. Best changeup I've ever seen him throw.
Yeah. How about that swing that Giancarlo Stanton headed?
Yeah. He got a little lucky there. But
in the other batter's box. Yeah. Incredible. But they've done, Brandon Hyde has done a great job of piecing this together. Mm-hmm. But you know that if he had any hair, he would be tearing it out. Because at this point, it is difficult to look that far ahead and be able to predict who's going to pitch on a nightly basis.
You should tell that line to Hyde in a
couple
hours.
I'm gonna save that for right here. Hopefully he's not tuning in. But it's just difficult to look ahead and to figure out exactly how they're going to put this thing together.
I mean, you can't. Tyler Wells is not even throwing at the moment. You
right.
have to figure when he does come back, given another injury to him after he had the arm fatigue last year, that he would probably be going to the bullpen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he at this point is still a starter candidate. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's been clear to me all year that they would probably have to go out and get another high leverage reliever at the mid right point or even before then. And I think that's even clearer now. They're lucky, as we've said, that they have so much depth that they've been okay. But I don't know if this is something they can maintain for 162 games.
Yeah. John Means coming back. You mentioned @D_AllenTuck on Twitter. He's coming back because his window to come back has ended. So essentially, he's got to be back with this team.
Right.
You would still pencil him in as a starter at this point, you would think. He hasn't come out of the bullpen, I don't think, at all in Norfolk.
No, he started every game there. Six starts, looked really good in his last two. He could start as early as Friday on full rest.
Yeah. So the question is, how much leash are they going to give John Means here? Because we know that he barely pitched last season after coming back from Tommy John. Hasn't gone incredibly deep in games in Norfolk, and he was not, you know, pitching in any spring training games. So that was essentially his spring training. Could that create an even worse strain on the bullpen if John Means is not able to go deep into ball games?
You know, I mean, I've asked about that a couple times. You know, is he going to have a pitch limit? You know, coming back from Tommy John surgery, guys usually do in their first season back. They haven't been very open about those plans, as you can expect. But I think starting a month later will help them get through the season. I would not be surprised if they still go to the six-man rotation option, which would help all of them. I know Corbin Burns loves to start on his assigned day, but an extra day of rest has never hurt anybody. And they have the ability to do so. They still have six healthy starters.
Right. And looking ahead, I mean, we're making an educated guess. We're thinking maybe we haven't been given any information. Brendan Hyde said he has a plan for these guys, but he's not going to reveal it, which is probably smart. That Kyle Bradish is going to start Thursday's game.
Yes.
And that John Means would return and pitch in Friday's game and just was activated a few days early because he had to have been.
Right. So Bradish last pitched on Friday. So Thursday's TBA, Means last pitched on Sunday. So Thursday would be cutting it a little early. So
right. It
just sort of makes sense with where they are at in their pitching.
Right. So Thursday would have been Cole Irvin's spot. And he has looked very good in his last couple starts. Was great out in Kansas City, 6 2/3 there, and then 7 scoreless innings. So has not allowed an earned run in his last two starts.
Yeah.
I think that despite all that, he has to be one of the guys that has to go to the bullpen, just only because you're not going to move Kramer, who hasn't pitched out of the bullpen at all, really, in his career, and you're obviously not going to move Corbin Burns.
Yeah, I mean, Cole did it last year, so he knows what to expect. He did okay in those situations, but you need a guy either way. When it's a short start and they have a huge lead, you need somebody like him to go out. If it's the opposite, you know, he has looked good this season. I still don't think he's a starter long-term for them, so he is kind of the obvious choice. While as Dean Kramer, they're very happy with the progress he has made over the last year. I mean, Hyde talked about it last night after the game. They really feel like he is maturing and becoming that workhorse starter that they always thought he could be. So yeah. I just don't see him being a candidate to move. I think Suarez still could. I would give him one more start, I think. Okay. Hitters are starting to learn him a little bit now that there's so much footage on him. What has he made? 3 starts so far?
Yeah.
His last start was still fine.
Yeah, 4 in runs. Yeah.
It was a shorter start than his others. So that definitely hurt the bullpen. But I would give him one more, see what else he can do. And he could also be a long reliever.
Yeah, great veteran on this team out of nowhere. 11 and a third scoreless innings to start his Orioles career. And then, like you said, 4 in runs in his last start. But he's been phenomenal. So his scheduled start next would be Friday, just doing the math. Mm-hmm. So if we insert John Means into that rotation.
Would it be Saturday?
I think it would be Friday. Who would be for Friday?
I don't know. Okay. What day of the week is it?
Today is Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. So essentially you would have Albert Suarez, I guess, start Saturday if you're bringing Means back to pitch Friday.
Yeah, but no matter where Irvin go.
To the bullpen?
Sure. It's getting a little complicated.
Right.
Here, yeah.
And I don't know exactly how they're going to piece this together without Grayson Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is going to be incredibly difficult in terms of who could come out of the bullpen when they bring Kyle Bradish back.
That's where it gets even more complicated.
Out. Yeah.
You only have 3 guys with options. You know?
Right.
Tate, who's already been optioned.
Mm-hmm.
Aiken, who has looked great and was great last night for them.
Yep.
And Cano, who you're not going to option.
Right.
So likely they're either going to option Aiken and it's going to be a huge loss for the bullpen, or they're going to have to DFA Bauman or Ramirez.
Right. Were you surprised, speaking of big losses for the bullpen, Dylan Tate has had somewhat of a rocky start, but his ERA was still solid. Were you surprised at all that he was one of the players who was optioned within the last week?
So, like, yes and no. Of the 3 with options, I was not surprised he was the one who was picked.
Right.
He had pitched a lot in the last series. He wouldn't have been available for a couple of days. He's had his moments so far this year, both good and bad. But I think he's the type of guy who maybe could benefit from a little bit of a rest early on, given that he also missed all of last season. So it's going to be a big change for him. But I still maybe would have gone the DFA route. I understand, you know, not wanting to get rid of a guy who hasn't pitched in over a week and maybe you could use him, but they haven't used him at all this series. So
in Johan Ramirez.
Yes. Yeah. Ramirez. I know a lot of people think Bauman should be a DFA'd. I think maybe eventually he will be, but there is value in what he brings to this bullpen.
Yeah.
And, you know, you still need you need a guy who can go in when you're losing and can eat up innings like that. And he is that guy. And he hasn't done enough, in my point of view, to prove he should be DFA'd already.
Yeah, it's just a much, much harder decision to DFA somebody than it is to option them. I mean,
at this point, Tate can come back next week.
Exactly. And I know he was more of a contributor than Bauman was. I think the case for Johan Ramirez is that he is the closest thing to a long reliever that this team has right now without Cole Irvin being in that bullpen, without Tyler Wells being in
that
bullpen.
And he's their freshest arm right now.
Yeah. So I know he has not looked good at all and was not good in Kansas City when he pitched, but you don't necessarily want to get rid of somebody who can throw multiple innings when you're already down so many starters in your rotation.
Exactly.
And then in terms of Bauman, I know a lot of fans have been frustrated with his performances. I think he still has good stuff. He just loses his command and he doesn't know when to throw certain pitches. The 5 ERA, not good at all. And he has shown in the past that he can be a quality reliever. I don't know how much leash the Orioles are going to give him before he to try to recapture that, because, you know, they might have to DFA him at some point, but in the short term, it's just a hard decision to give up on a guy and say, let's expose him to waivers, because guys who throw that hard, guys who have good stuff like that, tend to get claimed.
And I mean, look, if this was a fully healthy Orioles team, he wouldn't be here.
Right.
He wouldn't have made the team out of opening day.
Right.
But that's just not the situation the Orioles are in.
Yeah. So I think that was the case for sending Dylan Tate back down. And the expectation is Dylan Tate's going to be back here. It wasn't performance-based him being optioned. I know he did have some struggles, but it was more, look, he has options. This is the next guy up, and we don't want to DFA somebody else.
And I don't even think he's pitched for Norfolk yet.
Yeah.
So they're really giving him a couple days, work on things, maybe get a couple innings down there, but he'll be back next week.
And like you said, coming off of a season that he missed. Mm-hmm. So the Orioles have tended to be very cautious with guys like that. Yeah. They've tended to slow play guys like that. Mm-hmm. If you want Dylan Tate available in September and October, maybe you give them the rest now and hope that he saves his arm for later in the season.
Especially a guy like Tate where they have control over him
for
3 or 4 more years at this point.
Yeah.
So they want his arm healthy. And I mean, we don't have any proof of this, but John Means is going to be a free agent after this year. So they just need him to get through the season.
Right. Yeah, true. This team, though, still, as it stands, could benefit from one more arm. Mm-hmm. If you had to, obviously, we're well away from talking trade deadline stuff. We're ways away from that. Teams are still hoping to compete before they eventually decide that they're going to sell off all their pieces. I don't expect the Orioles to make a trade anytime soon. But if you, in this imaginary world, could add a player to this team right now, would you rather add a high leverage reliever or would you rather go out and target another starter for this rotation?
Good question.
Probably both. If you had to pick
I would
one.
Say both. Realistically, I don't think that's happening.
Yep.
I would say high leverage reliever.
Okay.
Because I think that is where we saw them struggle at the end of last year when Batista went down. Mm-hmm. It's where we've seen them, you know, if Kimbrel going down, they've had to piece things together. And Kimbrel had 2 blown saves last weekend. So even having somebody to take some of the load off him who can take the ninth inning sometimes.
Yeah.
We saw him last weekend. I loved Mason Miller. 103-104 with command. Just incredible. It's second season. He has had a lot of injuries, but I think if you get 2 or 3 seasons out of him, it'd be an incredible addition to this bullpen. He would obviously cost a lot.
Yeah.
But lucky for the Orioles, they have a lot of prospects.
They have a lot of prospects.
Sitting in Norfolk, waiting to be traded.
Who are all doing well. Mm-hmm. Connor Norby is one of those guys who still seems a ways away from getting a call up. Obviously, Kobe Mayo. Mm-hmm. Kyle Stowers, not technically a prospect anymore, but you know, he continues to hit well. So
and Heston Kirk said in the majors, not even playing.
Yeah.
So
it basically has to sit on the bench. So they have the pieces, obviously, to get a deal like that done.
Yeah.
I think long-term, this team will eventually need another high leverage reliever when they get into those close games in September and October.
Yes.
Because we saw last year in October really hurt them when they had to put somebody, Jacob Webb is a solid reliever, but when they had to put Jacob Webb in very high leverage situations with runners on, facing a good hitter, obviously in the Texas series, it came back to hurt them. So
he gave up that grand slam in game one and then all the momentum from there was lost.
Absolutely. But I think in the short term, given all the injuries that they have, another starter would be a huge benefit for this team because you are just without guys who can eat innings. I mean, the fact that you're missing that John Means may have to come back slowly. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're missing Bradish at the time being, and he's going to come back, but maybe they slow play him a little bit. Mm-hmm. The fact that Tyler Wells is out right now, you could just use one more guy to throw in there, almost like a Kyle Gibson or Jordan Lyles.
I was just thinking
somebody
that.
How relieved would Brandon Hyde be if he had somebody he could just throw out there who he knew could go at least 6 innings, maybe give up a couple runs, but just munch up some quality innings and get this game to Yenier Cano and to Jacob Webb and to Danny Coulomb and maybe to Craig Kimbrel.
Well, I feel like Kramer is that guy now.
Yeah, he
so
is
I
turning
don't know
into
if
that
you
guy.
Necessarily True. Need a guy like that. I think you could use a higher caliber starter.
True.
I mean, look, you could never have too much starting pitching.
Yeah.
I think any addition of somebody who can slot into your major league rotation is going to be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we'll see exactly what we're going to get from John Means too, because we just haven't seen him pitch too much. He looked very good last year in the short time that we saw him, but then, you know, didn't make the ALDS roster because he wasn't fully recovered. Yeah. So,
I mean, I did see him in Norfolk. Mm-hmm. I thought he looked great. Mm-hmm. I know the stats kind of showed a different story, but they were very, very soft contact. I would very much fault it on the defense for not grabbing those plays.
Okay.
I think he probably, in his second to last start, should have only given up 2 hits if he was playing with a major league defense behind him.
Right. And that's what Brandon Hyde had said. It's tough when we're just looking at the box scores and we're not down there.
Right.
Yeah. So what exactly we get from John Means. I think it's also going to be interesting to see what exactly we get from Kyle Bradish. Okay. Because, you know, the Orioles go the route of no Tommy John surgery. Mm-hmm. and they wanted him to slow play this, not pitch at all in spring training, come back slowly. And is he going to be the guy who finished fourth in Cy Young voting right out the gate? Or are the Orioles going to say, take your time in coming back? We're not going to give you, you know, six innings right out of the gate. We'll give you some a little bit of a leash here and let yourself work back up into shape.
And I believe he only got up to 78 pitches. He had three rehab starts versus six for John Means, but one of his did get canceled. He ended up throwing a sim game two innings. So you can kind of count that as a rehab start.
Sure.
So he's not going to be the guy who can go out and throw 80, 90 pitches in his first start, whenever that is, which we think will be tomorrow, but it's still TBA.
Yeah.
So I think that he will be slow played. I am more interested in, is the arm going to survive the whole season?
Yeah.
Off of just a PRP shot. PRP is great. I've gotten PRP shots, but it
really did you pitch the whole season after?
Swear him the whole season, so it did help.
Okay,
but it does have an expiration date usually.
Okay,
it is usually just kind of a band-aid in most cases. His case may be very different than mine, but it is still going to take a lot of maintaining and a lot of work for him to get through this season.
Right. So in terms of the rotation right now, you said you'd give Albert Suarez one more start. You think one
I
more
would,
turn?
Yes.
Okay.
But especially as you ease everybody else in.
Yeah. And obviously it's probably dependent on how he looks in that next start because it's just his fourth start. But do you think at this point he's earned at least a chance to pitch out of the bullpen, be the Orioles long reliever for the time being?
I mean, I would keep him because I don't know who else.
If it comes down to him or Bauman, who would you rather have at this point? It's tough, right?
They serve very different purposes.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know if you can make, I think it depends on is Irvin in the bullpen.
Right.
Because I think that you do need a designated long man.
Yep.
So if Irvin stays in rotation, I would keep Suarez over Bauman.
Gotcha. And the lefty-righty decision there, obviously, right. Because Irvin's a lefty. Those guys are righties.
Lefties are so rare these days. If you have a lefty,
keep him. Exactly. And that's why I think the Orioles are very glad that they have Cole Irvin right now. Because he showed the ability that the guy that pitched in the last two starts was the guy that the Orioles were hoping that they were going to get. Right. From the Oakland days when they made that trade.
I saw glimpses of this last year, but his trouble is just maintaining it for more than a couple times.
And if, as we assume, he heads to the bullpen, that might be a little frustrating for him only because he's looked so good in his last two starts and it seemed like he was looking like the kind of pitcher that he looked like when he was very good in Oakland. Yeah. You know, he was putting it all together and maybe he eventually comes back to that rotation if they have a need for him.
I think he's always... with the Orioles going to be that guy who goes back and forth.
Right.
I think he will probably always be their first chance to go to the bullpen and then the first choice to come back to the rotation. It's just kind of the role he's going to play here.
Yeah, absolutely. One more thing I wanted to touch on here, Danielle, which I know that I was doing my Charlie Day, you know, string theory, trying to figure out exactly how the Orioles would have done if they had kept Tyler Nevin because he was back at Oriole Park at Camden Yards as a member of the Oakland A's. And he has had a great start to the season, in part because he's getting regular playing time. But I was thinking back to the decision that the Orioles made right before opening day, after they broke camp from Sarasota, and that was to place Tyler Nevin on waivers and to sign Tony Kemp, who did not get a hit in his Orioles career, went 0-for-9. And then to replace Tony Kemp, they brought up Jackson Holliday. His struggles are well documented. He went 2-for-34 in his first exposure to big league baseball in his first 10 games. The Orioles are dead last in OPS at the second base position. And a large part of that is due to the fact that they've had Jackson Holliday starting there, who has obviously who struggled mightily. They had Tony Kemp who struggled mightily. I know Tyler Nevin doesn't play third base, but if they had just kept Tyler Nevin out of the gate and moved Jordan Westberg from third base to second base, you do wonder if this offense would have been just a little bit more potent in the first month of the season, only because it felt like an unnecessary move. I know the Orioles wanted a left-handed hitter in that infield, and that's why they went out and got Tony Kemp as opposed to Nevin, who's a righty. But I thought it was kind of unnecessary at the time, and it feels even more unnecessary now that Tyler Nevin is out hitting in Oakland, and he hit a home run against the Orioles in that series, and Tony Kemp's no longer on the roster, and Jackson Holliday's back in Norfolk.
I mean, look, I never understood it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because they also had Colton Wong, who they let go. And you could have had Colton Wong start.
Sure.
How many games did Tony Kemp start? Two? Three?
Yeah.
I mean,
9 at-bats, I think.
Colton could have done the same thing. You also have Connor Norby just sitting in AAA, who surely would have raised that OPS at second base. So I never understood the decision to bring in somebody else, especially just for 10 games.
Right.
If it had been a month, I think we would have been like, okay, like a month is a long period of time. I understand right. that. But I still don't get it at yeah. all.
And that's not to bash what they've done so far offensively as right. a team. They lead baseball in home runs. They've been phenomenal. They've been scoring runs on a nightly basis. Really only a couple times in the first couple weeks of the season have they had hiccups, but it's just the second base position that offensively has been a bit of a black hole. And yeah. maybe you think if they had just one more good infielder in that spot or at third base and you moved Jordan Westberg over to second base, that they might have an even more potent offense.
And I still argue that they have it in their system. I mean, Jackson yeah. Holliday will come back and will be better. Jordan yeah. Westberg will go back to third and Holliday will come up and be a solid second baseman like we all think he will be.
Yeah.
It just probably won't come till later this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Orioles pitching staff has been great through the first two games. The offense could do a little bit more work. They yeah. scored six runs through the first two games, but the pitching has held the Yankees to just two combined runs in the first two games of this series. And they have two more on tap against the Yankees tonight and tomorrow. Danielle has you completely covered on the BaltimoreBanner.com, where you can subscribe $1 for 6 months. Follow her on Twitter at @D_AllenTuck. I'm at Paul Mancano and at All Banner Sports. We will have complete coverage throughout the week as the Orioles are at home to finish off this homestand, and then they head off to Cincinnati over the weekend. For Danielle Allentuck, I'm Paul Mancano. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll catch you next time.